Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Every bag of FiberMax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." FiberMax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, lots of ups and downs in the latest grain market reports. OSU's John Michael Riley tells us more.
It's not the prettiest of days in the grain markets. Prices for pretty much all of our grains are under quite a bit of pressure. Production just is, outpacing demand, hitting some headwinds with trade as we are looking at a various number of factors, a lot of competition from overseas markets. You got some strength here in the dollar of late, and then obviously some port issues that are just really compiling the export market and putting some pressure there, which wasn't needed because there's enough pressure here domestically. And so all told, it's not the rosiest of outlooks with regard to where we're at with corn, beans, wheat, all of our grain markets.
There was a lot of apprehension about wheat early in the growing season.
Absolutely. If you think back to what we were expecting in winter, early spring with wheat, a lot of apprehension there. It improved as the closer we got to harvest, and it was better than we anticipated. All of Oklahoma's summer crops are under some pressure. Beans not looking as good as what they did, and cotton's the same. So cotton is probably in one of its worst years of the past five or so. Yields not the best just because of the dry conditions here in the state. And on top of that, you've got all the pressures that exist in the grain market kind of spilling over into cotton. And so it's one of those you would have a natural hedge in some respects, where when you've got a bad growing year, you might have stronger prices. Well, that's just not the case this year with cotton.
To hear more from OSU's John Michael Riley, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero. Extreme drought, though, has increased to 31.44%, which is up from last week's 23.41. Severe drought or worse conditions have also increased this week to 52.37%, up from last week's 45.29%. Moderate drought or worse conditions have increased to 70.97%, up from last week's 70.27%, and then abnormally dry or worse conditions also increasing to 85.59%, up from last week's 84.44%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, entire western corridor of Oklahoma leaning below a 33 to 40% chance of rain through the 26th, very tip of the panhandle about a 40 to 50% chance, and the rest of the state has near normal chances of rain except for the extreme northwestern corner, which is about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through that October 26th date. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.